This is the first page of The Death and Life of Great American Cities by Jane Jacobs, read by Adrian Short. This book is an attack on current city planning and rebuilding. It is also, and mostly, an attempt to introduce new principles of city planning and rebuilding, different and even opposite from those now taught in everything from schools of architecture and planning to the Sunday supplements and women's magazines. My attack is not based on quibbles about rebuilding methods or hair-splitting about fashions in design. It is an attack, rather, on the principles and aims that have shaped modern, orthodox city planning and rebuilding. In setting forth different principles, I shall mainly be writing about common, ordinary things. For instance, what kinds of city streets are safe and what kinds are not. Why some city parks are marvellous and others are vice traps and death traps. Why some slums stay slums and other slums regenerate themselves even against financial and official opposition. What makes downtowns shift their centres? What, if anything, is a city neighbourhood? And what jobs, if any, neighbourhoods in great cities do? In short, I shall be writing about how cities work in real life, because this is the only way to learn what principles of planning and what practices in rebuilding can promote social and economic vitality in cities, and what practices and principles will deaden these attributes. There is a wistful myth that if only we had enough money to spend, the figure is usually put at $100 billion, we could wipe out all our slums in 10 years, reverse decay in the great dull grey belts that were yesterday's and day before yesterday's suburbs, anchor the wandering middle class and its wandering tax money, and perhaps even solve the traffic problem. But look what we have built with the first several billions. Low-income projects that become worse centres of delinquency, vandalism and general social helplessness than the slums they were supposed to replace. Middle-income housing projects, which are truly marvels of dullness and regimentation, sealed against any buoyancy or vitality of city life. Luxury housing projects that mitigate their inanity, or try to, with a vapid vulgarity. Cultural centres that are unable to support a good bookstore. Civic centres that are avoided by everyone but bums, who have fewer choices of loitering place than others. Commercial centres that are lacklustre imitations of standardised suburban chain store shopping. Promenades that go from no place to nowhere and have no promenaders. Expressways that eviscerate great cities. This is not the rebuilding of cities. This is the sacking of cities.